The Secretary of Social Welfare believes that the recommendations received during the periodic review, and which relate to children and adolescents in public shelters and juvenile prisons, are noteworthy. Regarding the Seguro Virgen de la Asunción shelter, our state regrets what happened on the 8th of March 2017. To ensure that such events do not occur again, we have implemented actions that are based on human rights to uphold children's rights. Amongst others, I can say that the Seguro Virgen de la Asunción shelter was closed, and we have implemented a new residential-based model with differentiated, specialized, and pertinent care. There are currently 21 residences that are up and running. The Social Welfare Secretariat established a unit tasked with helping the 15 adolescents who survived the tragedy. They are granted a lifelong pension with a view to developing a transformative and productive life project. We have also drawn up 14 protocols based on international standards. One of these is that of complaints and grievances, which makes it possible to determine whether children's human rights who are under the care of the state are violated. We have also implemented a digital program that registers information about six fundamental rights: the right to identity, healthcare, family, education, a decent life, and specialized care. Staff of our secretariat have taken part in 247 workshops, thus acquiring knowledge and skills and tools for caring for children and adolescents. Regarding the child protection system, we established the high-level bureau, which comprises the Secretariat for Social Wellbeing, the Human Rights Ombudsperson, the Judiciary, the National Council on Adoptions, and the Office of the General Attorney. The bureau assesses and implements actions for the benefit of children and teenagers who are under protection or in shelters. Moreover, in the last 3 years, we have reunited 2,343 girls, boys, and adolescents who were in care centers or shelters, and we have also provided comprehensive care to 20,272 children and adolescents who were unaccompanied migrants. In the field of education, we have ensured that children who are in shelters or under protection can sign up to the school system through flexible modalities, and they can do so remotely. Regarding adolescents who are in juvenile prisons, we have operated an administrative, technical, and operational reorganization of the prison system and implemented alternative sentencing. And this has reduced overcrowding, and this has helped avoid riots within the prisons. We have also implemented a new juvenile management model, providing dignified and humane treatment, ensuring education, healthcare, security, and restorative justice. We have the Casa Intermedia prison center, which is a pioneer in the region and which includes progressive treatment as well as behavioral re-education and preparation for reintegration into society. We also established the Specialized Reintegration Center with a capacity for 160 adolescents. This has improved the conditions of care provided as well as the living conditions there. We have also improved the conditions in the male juvenile prison center annex 2. We have also provided training to 118 monitors on security for teenagers who are fallen foul of criminal law. And in the last 3 years, we have registered 1,358 adolescents at different levels of education. 84 took part in a private university course, and 190 have achieved